Accession number 19910, Reel 3.
Annie Banbridge, Reel 3.
In fact, many years later, I met two Japanese ex-soldiers, veterans of Burma, who told me that they benefited from one of these drops that went wrong, and the wind drifted the parachutes over into their area, and as soon as they could, they sneaked out and pulled the supplies into their lines. And they admitted to me they'd probably stolen them, but they said it with a bit of a smile at that time. But of course, this was 50 years after the event, so that mellows the memories a bit.
What do you recollect happening next?
Well, I'm coming up to the time when I'm getting to the end of my operational time at the squadron. Unfortunately, I never did move forward with the squadron into Burma. I'd flown over it and operated over Burma, but I left the squadron while they were still in Imphal in Kangla. And I was moved back from there to teach at the School for Jungle Self-Preservation Training. That was then based at Marbleshwar, a hill station near Pune. And myself and two colleagues went from the squadron to the Jungles Training School with the idea of teaching air crews coming over to India something about the jungle and how to survive in the jungle. Although, in fact, as far as we were concerned, we'd not had to do it ourselves. But that was quite a pleasant period in some ways. We used to plan routes to take aircrew out a certain distance from the camp, dump them on the side of the road with the bag of rice and a bit of bamboo, and tell them to find their own way back to camp from there through the jungle. We had always done these trips ourselves beforehand, so we had a little experience of them anyway, but we'd go out in pairs ourselves to sort of recce a route and find our own way back so that we weren't asking too much of the newcomers. But it gave them an idea of what the jungle was like at night when you're on your own and finding your way back. And we had some Kachins, I think they were, tribesmen with us who taught some of the sort of tribesmen's ways of setting traps and catching animals and skinning animals and living off the land and generally surviving in those conditions. Although, as I say, we hadn't had to do it ourselves. One of our fellow instructors had that experience, but most of us were simply pilots on rest, doing that as a rest occupation. And it certainly was a change from... but we did no flying at that time ourselves.
Where is Mahabaleshwar?
It's near Pune. It used to be, at one time, it was the summer seat of government from Bombay. It's one of the cooler hill regions, and there's a government, we were stationed in Government House there. A lovely area, a beautiful spot right in the hills.
And then after this,
the jungle school moved from Marbleshwar to Bhopal. I don't know why. I mean, that mine not to reason why. I just went where I was told. And we moved to a place near Bhopal, and we operated our jungle school from that area for a time, doing the same sort of thing. And it was while we were at Bhopal that the atom bombs were dropped on Hiroshima, and the war eventually came to an end. So I didn't fly again. That was the end of my flying career in the RAF, really.
What happened during the rest of your time in RAF?
How do you mean after that?
Yes.
Well, it was simply a matter of whiling away the time until repatriation came up at Bhopal, and then going to the transit camp at Worli, Bombay, before embarking on the liner Mauritania to come back to England by ship.
Were there any troubles in Bombay when you were there?
Not that I was aware of, no. No.
You mentioned this business of that you've read about agitation over Slurdy Mob, which I think was supposed to have affected maybe the RAF in Karachi or something.
Yes.
But were you aware
I wasn't even aware of it at the time. Whether I was just dull and didn't sort of take much notice, I don't know, but I wasn't aware of it all going on.
Just going back to the operations in Assam, I noticed in May 1944 you were operating at Aradouras Spa. Any recollections of that?
No, that was, what were the other operations around about there? That was from Kangla, was that or? No, I can't really remember the operations at Aradouras Spa. That was just one of the pinpoints we attacked during the Kohima battles, and the battle was all around Kohima, Naga village, and the hospital at that area.